Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Little Victories with Ali and DZ. Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
Well, we always start and end the show with Little Victories, a positive spin on the day. What's yours, ZZ? Because I'm very excited to share mine after you go.
I'm excited to share mine, too.
Ooh, what is it?
Today, for the first day.
Yes.
I left my cane in the car.
No!
It's not even inside with me.
Stop!
Yep. Don't
You're
got a cane on me,
y'all. Looking amazing.
Caneless for real.
Looking amazing, DZ. I'm very proud of you that you didn't have to have a cane.
Baby steps.
Are you ready to see what my little victory is?
I am.
Okay, good. I got a delivery today.
Oh, early.
Mm-hmm. And it has to do with the Susan G. Komen walk that we're going to be in and have a team.
Oh, it says ready to fill your cup.
Somebody sent me a pink Stanley.
Ooh, ooh.
How do I look?
Which one is that one? Show it off.
This is the Quencher H2O tumbler.
Ooh.
30 ounces, baby.
Fancy.
30 ounces. And you can register for our team with the QR code.
Bang. Like that. I know you can't see it on the radio,
Boom.
But you'll
you
be able to see it online.
You will on my social media soon.
Yo.
So thank you for the pink cup, I'm assuming, from Susan G. Komen. It's beautiful. I can't wait to go fill it up.
Mm-hmm. The bookmark says so.
A new Stanley, that's a big victory, but we'll leave it in the little victories today.
Added to the collection.
It's beautiful.
It's just the baby win for the day.
Ah, chef's kiss.
Yerp.
All right, the question of the day is coming up next. And the last set of tacos and tequila's tickets at 7:45 after Am I the Jerk. Oh, and Dumpster Fire Dating's back.
It is Friday.
What a day.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Are you loyal to brands? Like, are you a brand guy? You're like, I got to have that brand because I'm a Diet Coke girly. I'll admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'd spend $10 million on anything because the very first Birkin bag, which is a brand of purses.
Birkins are big.
Very big. sold for like $10 million or something crazy. And I'm sorry. I watch these women on Real Housewives carry these Birkins. It's the only reason I even know what a Birkin is.
Okay.
I'm not rich enough to know what a Birkin is. None of us are. Let's be real.
Most people know about Birkins because of Drake.
Honestly. Okay, fine. That too. Fine. Real Housewives or Drake. However you know. You've never seen one in real life, admit it. They cost thousands, right?
Yeah.
So I see these women on Real Housewives carrying them around, setting them on the table, getting them their own chair like they're a damn person.
Oh, Birkins don't go on the floor.
And I'm just like, you know, that is some brand loyalty right there. Are you loyal to brands? things, because that is the question of the day. Diet Coke's the only one I might spend $10
million
on.
That's still a lot of money on one thing.
I don't have $10 million, so it's really just a thought in
my
mind.
But if you did, though.
But if I did.
I know where to go.
You know what I'm saying? Like, $10 million?
Yeah. No,
first of a something? No, thank you.
I mean, the first Birkin bag, I see why it could go for a big price, especially because the culture around it is absolutely astronomical right now.
Yeah, but come on.
But I don't know how anybody has any type of loyalty to any brand that much. The Starbucks girlies, aka my wife.
Yeah.
No clue why she has so much brand loyalty. You could get coffee anywhere.
You can, but there's something about when it comes from a specific place that makes us happy.
Sometimes it doesn't make sense to me. I don't have specific brand loyalty, to be honest.
You don't.
I don't. I will wear the shoes that I like to wear. I will, buy the drinks that I like to drink, and I will go to the places that I like to go to. It really isn't a factor
for
me.
It's not a thing.
You know, the culture of going to places or being super invested in one thing and hyperfixated.
Yeah.
I've never experienced that.
Never.
Never.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm not far off either. It's not that I have to be loyal to Diet Coke. I just like the way it tastes because when you put it next to any other diet soda.
Well, what'd you say about it yesterday with Pepsi?
Oh, yeah. I went to a restaurant and I hadn't had a Diet Pepsi in so long.
Yeah.
And I ordered it and I got a water and I didn't even finish.
Nothing was wrong with the Diet Pepsi.
You will never see me leave Diet Coke on the table at any restaurant. Trust. I left half a soda that I never even drank. I mean, I was like, wow, that's really when you're over it.
You drank what you wanted out of it, and then you dipped. You got so much brand loyalty that you will drink that Diet Coke to the bottom.
I guess you're right. I was dying to know, by the way, who spent the money on the Birkin bag. Who paid $10 million at an auction for a purse? It's a former Japanese soccer player.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's all I know about it.
Japanese soccer got money like that?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
This is a vintage reseller. Whatever. But it's not going back on the market, it says.
It's going to go into a museum.
It's going to go to a Japanese vintage reseller.
Wow.
Okay, whatever. Who cares? All right, let's go to the phones. Let's see what everyone else says about brand loyalty, because I am dying to hear what they say. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's your boy, Ryan from Alabama.
Oh, snap.
Well, good morning. Good morning.
Good Friday morning.
I've got a Carhartt brand loyalty.
I don't got no Carhartt brand loyalty.
It sounded right to me.
I wish I did.
Carhartt's expensive.
They'd be sponsoring me every day if I did.
Now, do you got brand loyalty, though?
I do. Brunt.
What is
Brunt.
That?
Brunt. It's a boot brand.
Makes sense.
So
steel toe.
I had a long loyalty with another boot brand, Red Wings.
Uh-huh.
But as soon as I tried on my first pair of Brunts, I was like, oh, we switching.
How did you find them? Did somebody tell
you? Online.
I just went.
Swing for the fences and bought a pair online, and they were uncomfortable pair, but I went through and did their 30-day warranty. And they actually covered their material, and they actually came through.
He took a gamble, and it paid off.
I see it here. It's work boots is what they quality work boots, Brunt workwear.
And they actually follow through. Doesn't matter how worn out they are in those first 30 days. If they do not work for you, you can return them, and they'll give you a full refund.
Oh, I gotta love when a company holds up. Yeah, for sure.
Well, very nice. Well, enjoy those boots, you working men out there.
High stepping in your Brunts. All right, man.
Love you.
Love y'all.
Love, peace.
I was really thinking about how everybody says love you to us and how proud I am of that.
I love that.
I love that, too.
I love y'all.
I love you, too. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next. Are you loyal to brands? Hold on.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
We're talking about brand loyalty because somebody at an auction bought a Birkin bag, a purse for $10 million. The first Birkin bag. I'm sorry. Miss me with that.
The first or the last. It could be the brand newest. I'm not. No. I don't have brand loyalty to anything enough.
I'm not even spending $10,000 on the first Diet Coke, okay? No.
Allie.
No.
Look at me.
No.
Put both hands up. Show me that you're not crossing your fingers.
No.
Put your other hand up, too.
No. All right, let's go to the phones and find out if people are loyal to brands. And then I'm going to open up the texts at 414-533-1037. Megan is in Waukesha. We'll start with her. Hi, Megan.
Hey. Good morning. What's going on?
What brand are you loyal to?
I am very loyal to Fabletics.
Same, girl.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I love their leggings. Yep. I've tried Lululemon. I'm like, no, I just can't.
Really? Why don't you?
There's plenty of Lulu girlies.
Oh, tons of Lulu girlies. Well, and you have to be able to afford them as well. Let's be real.
Lulu's expensive, but I like Fabletics.
I was telling DZ about my subscription. He didn't realize I pay monthly for Fabletics and that then I just go in and order. It's like $60, but you get like, what, two items a month or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
That's not bad. You go to
the gym every day like I do, mm-hmm. or Megan, yeah. who's lost a ton of weight. I know she's lost a ton of weight. We need our gym clothes, yeah, you know?
And the compression in it are super nice compared to Lulu. I like the compression.
That's right.
Fabletics has come out with a scrub line. So any nurses, healthcare workers.
I've seen those.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they did that. And I know you're a nurse, Megan. That's lit. They came for you guys.
They're amazing.
So now they really got it for life. Yeah. Then she's like, okay, take my money.
She's right. As somebody who's lost a ton of weight, the compression is, or just compression in general, if you want it. That was a huge thing with my skin and my skin removal. That was another reason I got into it.
You're talking me into Fabletics. Yes,
sure. Girl, you want a pair of mine? All right, Megan, thanks for calling. Not an ad.
Maybe it should be.
But it should be. Have a good day. Appreciate you, Megan.
Yes, you too.
Love you. I love you back.
Love you too. Brand loyalty is what we're talking about. Let's go to the OG. Well, he's not the OG regular.
He's just an OG,
He's just an OG in Milwaukee. Roger!
Yo, yo, good morning, Ali Deezy, Milwaukee Stand Up. It's your boy, the OGR. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
Let's go.
Roger, good morning.
What's going on?
We're happy it's Friday. Mexican Fiesta is in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go, baby. DZ's going to be out there today. It's going to be fantastic. I got a Botox appointment today. It's a good day. Shout out to Loom.
We active. We're going to be at Wayne later, too. We active. Estamos activos.
You guys are funny.
Nah, Roger, what up,
all right, Roger, seriously, are you loyal to a brand?
A couple brands.
What?
36 years, Timberland, Polo, and Air Force Ones. That's all you're going to see
Roger.
Me in. Every picture.
Oh, my gosh.
Polos and Forces. My man.
Did you see? Maybe not. I put the picture up of me starting in radio over 25 years ago, and I did see it. You see my Polo hat?
Yeah.
Original 90s, baby. That was purchased.
90s.
Original.
That's 90s, yeah, babies. Yeah, yeah. Try it.
First reproduction.
It was first production. Speaking of OGs,
that Polo hat is probably worth $500 now.
I wish I still had that Polo hat, man. I wore it from 18 to like 25. I swear, I love that hat. And the fact
that it's got vintage wear on it would make it even more expensive. Yes. Roger's not wrong.
You know what?
There you go. John Shoup texted in.
Listen to this. He says Adidas forever.
For life, three stripes.
Shoup said.
Okay.
Yeah, you're an Adidas guy, DZ.
I do like Adidas. I'm wearing Adidas right now.
Yeah, Adidas is good. Somebody said, wait a minute.
What? You talk about Mr. Fresh over here. DZ, you always fresh, man.
I don't know about that.
I check your laundry every picture. Your laundry is crazy. Get out of here, man.
I'm stealing that. He said, I check your laundry every picture.
Every picture, I'm looking at your laundry. I'm like, what DZ got on today? Yup.
You're a fool,
That's
man.
Funny. I know what brand we're loyal to. Apple.
Not me.
Come on.
I'm not.
You're an Android guy, Roger. Never mind. Gotta go, bye.
No, I got one more thing to say to you.
No, we can't understand Allie, in the group chat. We don't understand because of the Android.
The text just went green.
We're confused.
Roger, what?
You said you don't like the McRib. Are you crazy?
Are you crazy?
Oh, we're talking brand loyalty, dog.
Roger, get out of here. Get off my line.
Love you. Love you, bye.
Love, Roger.
Ew, the McRib. I'm disgusting.
Slide that in there.
Heck, Carrie in Kenosha said, Quick Trip, girl.
The hot bar.
Yeah, you're loyal to Quick Trip. Somebody said they're loyal to Nike. They grew up wearing Nike all through high school, and still to this day, they won't mix brands. They won't wear Adidas socks with Nike shoes. I had a podiatrist tell me Nike is not good for your feet, even though I have 500 pairs of them.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know if that's narrow. True. I don't know if it's true. Well, I mean, you could tell me a lot of things, and I'd believe you.
I'll tell you what, the kids' version of Nikes, kind of sidebar of a story, mm-hmm. you could tell that they've worked to make the bases, the soles of the shoes wider so kids' feet are a little more comfortable in the shoe. We just got the boys some new shoes the other day, and we noticed that they were different soles. We went, they've
doing
been working
better.
So take a T on that one and maybe check again because maybe they're trying.
Yeah, well, Karen from West Bend said, my brand loyalty goes to Cottonelle toilet paper. Love you. Okay, thanks,
we're
Karen.
We're cha-cha-cha over here.
We really got down to it there.
A problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so today it's about convincing your partner to travel more.
Sure is.
I love to travel. I will never be with someone who doesn't like to travel.
Well,
so
maybe,
I feel this person in my soul, whoever they are. Oh, my gosh. All right, what's the problem?
Some.
What's the problem?
All right, Allie and DZ. Mm-hmm. So I'm 30 and I'm obsessed with travel. Have been to 5 countries and plan to go to each and every one.
Nice.
But my partner, 32, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
His idea of travel is hitting up the mall or restaurant an hour away instead of the one close to
He's
home.
He's like, we're going to Madison. That's our trip.
Basically.
And that's okay. But that's
Johnson
not
Creek.
You. Yeah, that's a trip. Chicago.
Right.
To me, that's like a day trip.
That's
Chicago's maybe a quick overnight.
That's a turnaround. But
yeah.
for him, that's travel.
Sure.
So for 3.5 years, he's totally ducked out of planning things. He's always said that he can't mess with his routine and that he insists he always has issues traveling.
Mm-hmm.
I actually just got back from a 3-day trip with a travel agency group, and he sulked for the whole week before I left and is still being a little cold and distant after I've gotten back. I feel like he's gaslighting me into not enjoying traveling like I do.
Mm.
It's annoying that he just doesn't care about something so important to me. So what do you think? Can I convince him to travel more? Should I just accept solo travel as my new normal, or is this a sign of something more serious?
Mm. All right, what do you think, DZ? You can text or call 414-533-1037.
I hate to say solo travel is your only option because it's not, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you can't convince somebody else to hop on a plane, hop on a train, or get in a car and want to go somewhere, right?
Mm-mm.
Now, if you find somebody that coincides, magic.
Well, it's important. That was one of the things, you know, my ex-husband and I had in common, and my parents would say this is one of the main things. They like to travel. These things matter. Your activities and your interests matter if you're going to be a partner with someone, and if one likes to travel and the other doesn't, I just don't know how this is going to work.
It could. Right? I feel like it's rare.
Right.
I genuinely think you can convince your partner to start to travel more. Now, I don't know why I've got this thought in my head, but I'm wondering if her partner is maybe a little heavier set individual.
Mm.
Right?
Why do you think that?
If you say you always have issues traveling, what are the issues?
Yeah.
Right?
Some people just don't like to be away from home. They're homebodies. They like
bed.
Their stuff. Some people don't like people.
She says he can't mess with his routine, and he insists he always has issues traveling.
Oh, he's too rigid. He's a little rigid.
Right? Ooh.
I know he's too rigid to travel.
Maybe he's so stuck in the, you know, day-to-day that he doesn't want to experience something new. Maybe he has social anxiety, and it really helps center himself knowing the streets he's on or the things he's doing, the places he's being.
He could. And the weight thing could be a thing.
Maybe. And I'm not trying to add. I'm not trying to paint a picture
of
this guy. You never know. And
I know people that don't like to travel because they're bigger.
Because
of their
size.
I traveled when I was bigger, but it gave me anxiety. There's nothing worse than not being able to fit into a seat and being like, am I making the person next to me uncomfortable?
Mm-hmm.
That's quality of life right there. That's how much changed with my weight loss. But we don't know if he's big.
Now.
Sounds like he's just a guy that likes his routine.
Now, if being in a vehicle is okay, I think you can finesse. Now say, hey, we're going to go.
What a drag.
We're going to go to Madison.
No pun intended.
Shopping. We're going to go to Johnson Creek. And then you keep going. And then you drive a little further.
Shut up. Okay.
Not for real. And then you go, oops. Bust out the itinerary.
Now
bam.
You're in
guess
Iowa?
What? We're going to the Mall of America, baby.
Surprise.
Weekend trip.
You're like, is that lacrosse in my room?
You might start a fight, but I do think at the end of it, you will start a fight, but at the end of it, one, he's already going to be on the way, already going to be on the road and going to say, well, all right, I guess I'm in it. Right, but then when you're there, he's going to enjoy himself, and it's a little further. I understand not going cross country. You're not going to take him to Europe, but taking him to maybe the Mall of America is going to give you a glimmer of hope
that you might be able to. You're going to know quickly if he's going to be down for it or not.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't know about your advice today. Go to the phones. Next.
Hello, Kiss. Who's this?
Hi, Kiss. Turn your radio down, please, God, or we're turning you down. Hi, Shoop.
Oh, shit.
I know that voice. John Shoop, our math teacher, started back this week at work. Welcome back to school, Shoop. Hope it went well.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it went really well.
The numbers checked out? Good.
Going into Friday, I'm happy.
Good.
Shout out to the Academy of Math and Science. Is that where you teach?
Milwaukee Academy of Science.
No, that's what I meant. Yeah,
that one.
Shoop, that one. Shout out to them. All right, what do you think that they should do? Well, she thinks her dude doesn't want to travel.
We ain't even named her.
Yeah.
Well, the idea, I think my
traveling Tanya.
A little bit different.
Okay.
Because my wife always wants to go to Mexico.
Well, do you blame her? I do too, Shoop. Anyway.
No, but I always want to go somewhere else.
Oh, it's... This is another dilemma between couples where they want to go to one place and the other one's like, let's go somewhere new.
Let's go to Mexico. Yeah. No, let's go to Panama.
Shoop, I love your wife, but I hate people that want to go to the same place over and over. I need new places, too.
Oh, she always wants to go to Mexico.
Like, he wants to go to, like, let's say he wants to go to Jamaica. And
y'all
she's
have
like,
been to Mexico.
Mexico.
And got it.
If I said Jamaica, she'd be on it in a heartbeat.
Oh,
well, then Jamaica.
I always go Alaska.
Oh, well,
let's go across the
park. She wants
warm weather.
A warm vacation with a beach.
Yes, Hawaii.
Exactly. Can you blame her again? I mean,
Mexico it is, true. What? Mexico, for sure.
She's too beautiful not to be on a beach.
You guys are too much.
This guy.
Okay.
So like, what's the advice?
Let's go to Alaska. Let's go have some fun, you know, see the whales. I don't know, but...
No, but it doesn't work. So what's your advice for traveling Tanya then? Mm-hmm. How's she going to get this guy to travel?
I would say start small. I don't disagree with the comment about, you know, say we're going somewhere else and go different.
Come on, don't keep drive going. Past Madison and keep driving. You're going to be in such a fight by the end of that one.
Maybe
Come
he
on.
Falls no, asleep. Absolutely. You offer to
Knock
drive. He dozes off.
It's a good fight to have.
It is. I know. I agree.
You guys have kidnapped someone. You're like, this is a great fight to have.
I've been
We're
kidnapped.
We're going to put him in a car. Oh, great. So you think it's okay? Are you out of your mind?
Right. I think it's a good fight to have. Shoop's got it 100% right. It's one of those battles. It's one of them hills. Yeah. If you travel and you love to travel that much, if it's like your love language, rope him into it and make him do it.
I agree. He might not know how much fun it could be. All right, Shoop, love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you guys. You're the best.
Thanks. You are. Too, man. Peace.
Somebody texted and said, my guy said he didn't really like traveling, but we took a road trip this summer and now I gave him the travel bug. I've had that experience too, where you travel with people and they go, oh, this is cool. I'd do this again.
It's been 3.5
never
years.
Never had it.
You're right at that point where you're either going to lock in and never go anywhere, or you're going to give them that little travel bug. I say you finesse them. Allie, I know you said you were kind of dodging my advice, but think about it. You end up half past Johnson Creek.
I also grew up traveling, and I thank my parents for that because it made me want to travel. Your experiences, you know, they mold how you are as an adult. So I'm grateful for that. But I think a lot of people don't. So,
yeah.
All right. We're going to talk to you guys next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so today on What Would DZ Do, she likes to travel, her dude does not, and it's becoming an issue. He sounds a little rigid. Diosmar texted in my guy and said, dump him, get yourself a jet setter, you deserve better. Okay, relax.
Oh, Diosmar said, nothing beats a jet to holiday.
That sounds so much.
Oh, it's Friday, baby.
Oh, man. All right. We're going to go to the phones and start with a saucy this morning.
Oh, Lord.
Starting hard. We're starting hard on a Friday. Hi, Saucy.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Whatever.
Yeah.
She's different.
What do? Your partner doesn't want to travel. You do. I mean, people are texting in saying, go with your friends. Just do that.
That's it.
Is that
Divorce.
It?
Divorce.
Divorce?
They're not even married.
I'm totally just kidding.
Okay.
No,
I wasn't.
But I think the issue is here that he's starting to be shady towards her for traveling and resenting her for going traveling is what it kind of sounds like to me.
She did say he sulked for the week before I left and been cold and distant.
I think she needs to have the conversation and maybe move him into acceptance of, you know, this is something that I enjoy doing. I accept that you don't enjoy doing it, but this is something that I enjoy doing.
I thought she was going to say move him into a home, not move him into acceptance.
That's part of what made me think he had a little FOMO, because he was like, oh, you're going on a trip without me?
Well, this is what I don't like. He's controlling in the sense of he's not happy for her to travel, but he doesn't want to go with her. And that's what makes him a bad partner.
Right.
It's like, if you don't want to do it, fine, but then be happy for her. But if you're going to gaslight her or make her feel bad when she comes home or before, then you're just being a bad
partner.
You're jealous.
110%. That
love,
is it.
I'm not done preaching. Hold on. And love is not jealous, everybody. Okay, I'm done. Go on, Saucy.
Love is not jealous. No, you're right.
Go on,
Saucy. No, DZ, your advice, no, that isn't going to work. And that would totally end in divorce. Like, ridiculousness. You and Shoop. No.
Advice, I agree.
He's either going to complete the trip and y'all go to the Mall of America, or
y'all are going to have the crappiest time ever.
And
it's
going to
be horrible.
They're going to go to jail for kidnapping. What the hell?
There you go.
I mean, unbelievable.
If it's reported.
No.
Well, you better make it a good trip.
That's what I'm saying.
The Mall of America is not going to get you not arrested.
No.
It's what happens at the mall.
You better end up in Hawaii if you want to be not arrested. That's all I'm saying.
I hear where you guys are coming from.
Okay, Saucy, love you. Bye.
Much love, guys. Bye.
I love.
That's exactly what somebody texted in about the resentment. They said, I have clients in their 70s that have been traveling without their husbands for years. It can work, but he cannot have an attitude or gaslight when she comes home.
Yeah. It's either solo travel and he's cool with it, or you got to finesse him and get him the little travel bug like whoever else texted.
Let's go to Rich in Greenfield next. Hello,
hey,
Rich.
Good morning. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. What up?
Hey, thank God it's Friday, right?
Hey, I know that's right.
You know that, right?
My man, DC, I agree with you. Ooh. I agree with you. And let me tell you why.
All right?
We, my family and I, with my wife, we were not traveling people, right? You know, we always wanted to, but one of us was always on the back burner. We was always scared about it.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that's fair, because you're both new. Oh, that's intimidating.
You know?
See, this is different than when I meet a partner and I've been traveling and they haven't. It's one thing when you have someone who knows what they're doing.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
But then my wife, she started traveling, and she started traveling herself. Went overseas. She went to multiple countries, and I stayed home all by herself. And I was like, that's great. You know, I supported her. And I ended up staying home. And then, you know, she was like, hey, you know, we got to go. Until one day, you know, I was like, all right, I'm going to be up for it. You know, cause she kept telling me, and I just wasn't up for it. Until one day, I'm like, all right, you know, we're going to take on a quick overnight trip to Indy. You know, it's just,
sure.
It's just gonna
something
be
close.
Quick.
Oh, I have so many questions. Right.
You know,
so you go to Indy.
Just real quick. But I ended up surprising her, and I just ended up taking actually a quick left turn, and we ended up in L.A.
My man!
Left turn. Okay, wait. So since you are that guy, you're the perfect guy to ask, Rich. You were afraid to travel with your partner. This is exactly the problem. So what would have gotten you out? What would have made you travel? Was there anything?
Was it the repetition of seeing her and being like, you know what? She's having so much fun. I don't want to keep missing out. I don't want to be left behind.
What did it? Were you just trying to make her happy? Were you jealous that she was having experiences without you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what was it?
For real.
It wasn't about being jealous. It was more about like, okay, like what if this happens? What if that happens? Or it was like, okay, what if? It was a lot more like what ifs and I guess anxieties and
he just wanted to be with her.
You were worried about traveling and what would happen, just anxieties in public and things like that.
Yeah, just
fair
anxieties
enough.
In public. You know, but she ended up getting to me, you know, because like I said. She traveled not even like a lot in here. She necessarily traveled a lot and overseas.
Yeah,
like,
which is crazy.
Not even like close to here. She traveled all the way to Japan.
She deep ended it.
Germany.
My sister did that. I don't know how people do that.
She can't even speak.
My sister went to Japan alone. Just for a solo trip. It's so impressive. My sister Jenny did that.
She inspired you, basically. You know, your girl inspired you because she went into her 10 toes.
Where she can't even speak the language.
Right.
You know, and we kept in constant contact. So it's not even like, oh, you know, like oh, you're kidding.
Okay.
No,
we get it. We get it.
Do it.
Listen, you go to other countries and they usually speak English.
And now they're traveling. Yeah. Look at them,
good
man.
Good for you guys.
This
proud
is perfect. No, this is perfect, you know, Rich. You
know, that's fantastic.
Yeah. And so it can happen. I think they can do it. You know, it's not something that, you know, that, that can be a make it or break it. You know, if he's just not up for it, then, you know, it could just be her thing. It doesn't need to be something that they both do.
Right.
Sometimes there's just some things that's just for her, some things that sure just can be for him.
Just can't hold
love
resentment.
You.
Love, man.
That was a good story. I'm so happy that you guys are traveling now, Rich. Fantastic.
Appreciate you, man.
Have
we'll holla soon.
Day.
Much love, dog. Wow, dog.
That was awesome. That
gave me chills. That was the perfect story right there.
Well, yeah, because he wouldn't do it. Now he does it all the time, and he says it was his anxieties. He was afraid to go anywhere.
Right?
He was afraid of everything.
And then you see your partner living life, enjoying it, and go, man, maybe I could have a little bit of that joy, too. Maybe I could partake in that happiness, man.
Yep.
Maybe, travel, Tanya.
Let's see what Sean in West Bend. I don't know what he's going to add to that. I feel like Rich, I mean, just destroyed everyone with that. But okay. Sean, good morning.
Howdy.
Our man of 40 with baby twins. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tired, but I'm good.
Right. You're
almost toddler
year.
Twins.
Dad of the year. What's your advice? He doesn't want to travel. She does. What do they do?
Mm-hmm. I agree with Saucy. Don't kidnap him.
Fine.
You got to at least be supportive of your partner's interests, because, I mean, that's part of who they are.
Yeah.
So it's like,
if you don't
want to go
like
find
it or want to do it. Yeah,
there's plenty of groups that you can go travel with. You got friends that you can travel with, or you can just go travel with strangers.
It's not the same.
It is.
There's something about being in the big bathtub in Jamaica with your love and just being naked and having a good time. There's something about it, Sean.
Come on now.
I agree.
That's why you got twins at 40. You know what I'm talking about. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
I'm so excited that we're about to get into Am I the Jerk, and then we're going to give away our last pair of tickets to Tacos and Tequila Festival.
Last regular pair.
Yes, but first I need to read a few different emails that we got this week. Let me tell you, I just got a text message. We got a text in the text line, 414-533-1037. This one says, hey, Allie, I know it's been a while for you since your divorce, but you got connections. Got any lawyer recommendations for your girl with young kiddos and a narcissistic spouse? Okay, I'm not getting involved, but Carp and Yanku are my people. And yes, that's who I... Carp with a K.
If you ain't heard them, now you're hearing.
Carp and Yanku, right on Mayfair, right by Mayfair. Anyway, check them out. Okay, and the second one I want to read is about the zipper merge. I posted this on Facebook because I was so proud of Tyler for emailing us at amithejerk@1037kissfm.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He said, I heard you guys talking about blocking someone from merging, and then they miss the exit. Today, I'm coming up to the zipper merge. Someone's blocking the lane, not allowing people to go all the way to the end in the zipper merge. I think he's a jerk for blocking traffic and not knowing how a zipper merge actually works. But what are your thoughts? And I wrote him back immediately and I said, Tyler, that guy was totally a jerk.
Oh, yeah.
This gets my blood boiling.
Zipper merges are drastically different.
Oh, my gosh. A zipper merge. And it was interesting. As I posted that on my Facebook, I even had people write, Allie, I'm 45 and I'm just understanding what a zipper merge is. Like, we're still doing PSAs on this. We are the ones informing people on the road. Like, nobody else is going to tell them. It's us or
it's
nobody.
It's a shock to the system when you realize a lot of
that
people don't
doing
understand
it wrong,
what a zipper merge
and
actually is.
And you're mad
is.
At people for no reason that you're the one doing it wrong?
Yeah.
That's even worse.
You don't get into the zipper merge 2 miles back
no.
when you first see the lane. You could take that lane all the way to the end of the zipper.
A zipper merge is supposed to merge like a zipper. Like
one,
you
two.
Zip 1-2, 1-2, a zipper.
Left, right, visual.
And when you are going on 94 eastbound right by State Fair Park, it's the best example I have of a zipper merge.
Sure.
Even people think that you're being a jerk if you go all the way down. It says lane ending in 1/3 of a mile.
Keep using that lane. You should continue
to use that lane until it merges.
Please.
That you don't get over when you see the lane ending in 1/3 of a mile. You get over when it merges. That's a zipper merge.
I've literally,
that's not every merge. That's a zipper merge.
I've been stuck in standstill traffic only because somebody is in the middle of an intersection, not even an intersection, excuse me, in the middle of a lane, fully stopped, treating it like an intersection.
Thinking they're blocking people.
Trying to get over to the left lane because they say a quarter mile lane ends and they go, oh my gosh, I gotta get over. Chill.
No.
Chill.
No.
Chill. Drive your car, please. Drive your car.
You guys, and part of me doesn't want people to know because you know why? I get faster everywhere I go because nobody uses the lane that's open. I'm like, you guys don't want to use it? I'm telling you, when, during rush hour, I fly down the right lane on 94 until the zipper merge because I'm like, I don't know why you guys are all waiting back here.
This isn't even that way.
They're trying to make it better for you and you're making it worse.
Yep. Please.
You're making it worse.
PSA, the roads are designed for a reason. Take the zipper merge all the way down.
If the lane is open, it is open. It is legally open. That's when you merge.
If there ain't no flashing lights or no wee-oo-wee-oos, you're good.
You cannot block a whole lane because your mad people are going to the end of merge. It's a zipper merge.
And if you don't know what a zipper merge is, please Google it.
Then I'm done with
Please Google it. We don't know how to help you.
On my Facebook who said, I feel stupid. I just realized all this time I've been yelling at you guys and I realize I'm doing it wrong. Thank you for realizing you were wrong.
I hate to
we
say
we know you're wrong. We're just waiting for you to catch up.
We might need to do rules of the road testing every five years to make sure people are top
it's
tier.
It's not everyone's fault. The zipper merge just popped up out of nowhere. No one really explained it. We're the ones telling people.
I don't know, man. Zipper merges have been around for a while.
Well, you know, I always rode the right lane, but they just are better for me now because it's so stupid to have a whole lane open and nobody using it. I don't need to be an engineer to know this.
No, if we've got somebody in their 40s,
the lane
though,
open, use it.
Just
come on.
Now learning about zipper merges, I think that's an issue. Mm-hmm. Genuinely, that means not enough people know what to do.
If you're on 94 East and you're not in that lane that's still open up until the merge, enjoy your sitting.
If there's a lane,
there's
open,
people sitting
use
there
it.
Listening right now,
use
and then there's
the
other
lane.
People passing them right now also. Listening, and I wish I could be sitting there while they're all listening to us together. I wish I could be sitting on 94 right now watching this.
That makes one of us.
Oh, man. All right. Well, we've got a new Am I the Jerk, and then tacos and tequila tickets. See Lil Jon and everybody coming to Franklin Field. And then Dumpster Fire Dating is back.
Another integration?
Another one. You ready for Am I the Jerk, though?
I think so. I think today I am.
It involves a roommate issue.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today I want to know if they're the jerk for putting a lock on their room. They have a roommate.
I mean...
Says, I
immediately want to say no, but
we get these sent to us. Am I the jerk at 1037kissfm.com? That's the email, but you can slide into our DMs, whatever.
It's safe.
Maybe it'll show up here or there.
Eventually.
Am I the jerk for putting a lock on my room? Allie and DZ. So I live with a family member and I tend to have things come up missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact that this person has taken these items. For instance, I've seen this person wearing my clothing. What?
Okay.
And some other items that I know are being taken from my room. I purchased a lock and key doorknob for my room today and was wondering if I'm the jerk for not talking to this person about how this is bothering me. Okay, thank you. I was about to say, why didn't you call them out? Let's finish the email.
Yeah, let's finish.
I'm normally jumping to conclusions. Welcome to me. It says, I feel like I shouldn't have to have that conversation because who thinks it would be okay to go into somebody's personal space and take things that aren't there? Please keep me anonymous. So I don't know if this is a guy. I don't know if this is a girl. We just know that they are wondering if they're the jerk for putting a lock on the door instead of having a conversation.
Well, you shouldn't need to have the lock because you should be able to have that conversation. It's a really...
And you shouldn't need to have a lock because you should be able to live without your stuff getting stolen. The whole thing's icky.
It's a roundabout way.
You're the victim, but are you handling it badly?
Are things getting stolen or are things getting borrowed?
Here's the thing. You ever live with a thief?
Yeah.
You have?
Oh, yeah.
I have not. My sister did, though.
My little sister was a thief.
Oh, come on. I'm telling you, my sister...
No, for real, no. I've never lived with somebody that stole
from me. My sister in her 20s, long before she was married and lived with her husband, she had a roommate for like 10 years.
Okay.
And they lived in a house together. They were both teachers. They were really good friends. You know, elementary school teachers, single women.
Yeah, real Grey's Anatomy.
Her roommate's cousin came over for a party and took my sister's credit card like out of a drawer and used it.
Okay.
Obviously, my sister trusted her roommate it was not the roommate's fault. It was the roommate's family that came into the house and did something.
Oh, yeah.
But it was awkward.
I mean, it's still their family.
And they
though.
Had to have a talk about it. And they
welcome
decided
somebody in.
I think they decided not to press charges. Maybe the cousin paid her back over time. It was something very awkward for everyone involved because
still
how embarrassing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I know this happens to people all the time, and you know, but this is your literal family member stealing from you.
Did
like,
it say
what
family? Did it say what kind of family?
I live with
cousin.
A family member, and I tend to have things come up missing. They don't say who, because obviously they want to remain anonymous. We don't know. It could be anyone. It could be an aunt. It could be a cousin, a sister.
Let me
it
make
could be
it
a mom.
A brief admission.
Oh, no.
When my older brother, Jason, was still alive and lived at home with us for a few years after coming back from the Navy, he had, I mean, some of the dopest shoes, some of the flyest clothes. He had all the jerseys.
Yeah.
I used to borrow his clothes without
borrow
him
or knowing. Steal?
Whatever. You know?
Borrow or steal? They're not the same.
You know, I used to borrow for the day.
You're his little brother.
But,
yeah, it's not the same.
But had we lived together, this would be a quote-unquote roommate situation. Mm. You fast forward 5 years, him and I would have had the opportunity to, A, move out together and then get an apartment, right?
Yeah.
Which could have very much been the case had I not gone to college.
I'm going to assume this isn't siblings because I feel like siblings would just punch each other and be like, where's my stuff? You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying
they're
is
acting,
like,
this is weird.
Is this an admiration because this person looks up to you as a family member? Maybe you're a guiding force to them if you're older than they are. Because that's how I would kind of approach this. Mm. My brother Jay definitely didn't appreciate when he found out that I was taking his jersey and his shoes
not.
To wear to school and flash like it was mine.
Of course not.
But then he also understood that it was because I looked up to him and went, man, I just want to be like you, right?
Mm.
Right? Maybe it's that they just want to be like you.
And how old were you and how old was he?
He was 8 years older than me.
And you were how old?
I was in middle school, so what?
Mm-hmm.
13?
This is two adults.
True. Okay.
Okay.
Like I said, fast forward 5 years forward, though.
You would have been.
I would have still been
still
borrowing them jerseys.
You would have gone off on your sibling. This cannot be siblings. This cannot be siblings.
You don't think
there's
so?
No, there's no way. There's no way. I don't understand why. I would just move out, honestly. I wouldn't even be living with this person. They don't want advice, though. They want to know if they're the jerk for putting a lock and key doorknob on their room and not talking to the family member about how this is bothering them. So are they the jerk? They're essentially saying, am I the jerk for how I handled it?
I didn't want to have a conversation, or I didn't feel like a conversation was going to be worth it. I don't get it.
I feel like it's gaslighting, though, to say they're a jerk because they're the victim here.
They are the victim.
So I don't understand. But there's now this is how it turns into now it's your fault for not having the conversation with the person who's victimizing you. Screw them.
But then rather,
screw them, man.
Rather than saying something, you're just going to get a lock? That's also a little
that's
weird,
also
isn't it?
A little learn how to be like, because yeah,
stand up for
stand
yourself.
Stand up and go, where's my stuff?
Right.
That also is weird.
I'm back and forth genuinely because
right.
It's jerky how it was handled, but I hate the fact, but stand up
yeah.
for yourself.
Yeah, all right, 414-533-1037. You know what? You're bringing me back around.
Uh-oh.
Now I'm annoyed again.
It's really Friday.
It is Friday. GZ convinced me to change my mind?
What?
Check the water around here.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so am I the jerk for putting a lock and key on my doorknob is what they want to know. They want to remain anonymous. We don't even know if it's a guy or a girl. We don't even know. We just know that their family member has been stealing from them. And so instead of talking to them, they have decided to just purchase a lock and key. They want to know if they're the jerk for how they're handling it. I don't know.
I mean, you're not handling it in the right way.
No.
I don't know whether you're the jerk or not, but it's not the right way.
Well, let's start with Amelia in Milwaukee, who she's messaged me. I saw it. She said, you want to go to Mexican Fiesta with me, girl?
Whatever. I'm there 3 to 5. What up?
Amelia!
Good morning. But you guys are going tonight. I'm not going tonight. I'm going to be at the Improv tonight.
I can't go tonight.
You then.
No, I can't go tonight. DZ's going tonight.
I'm going tonight.
I could go tomorrow
Ellie,
or Saturday or Sunday.
I'll be going Saturday,
right.
Sunday.
Girl, I'll hit you up.
Man, forget y'all not going when I'm going.
You can come with us.
I got stuff to
yeah.
do.
Oh, now he's busy. Now he's busy. All right, Mexican Fiesta going down this weekend. Very exciting. All right, Amelia, honestly, jerk or not the jerk?
Oh, definitely not the jerk, because we don't know what the situation was in the past.
Oh. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like, what if this person, whoever, they probably know who's stealing. And they something hasn't happened the first time. Mm-hmm. And they probably had a conversation with them before. Still don't respect it. So you know what? Okay, you want to sit here and not respect
it. But Amelia, they straight up said they haven't talked to them about it. In the submission, they said, I have stuff that comes up missing. I know for a fact that this person, I know for a fact, because they show up wearing their own clothes,
seen
which is crazy,
it.
By the way.
And it could it be the person crazy. Just thinking, hey, we're roommates, we're related, we're family. It's okay if I'm just borrowing it without asking. Could it be that? Yeah, but that's clearly not okay. Mm-hmm. And she ain't said nothing about, or they haven't said anything about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Well, maybe the person that she is taking it, who knows, maybe their personality is too different. Mm. One's very dramatic. Maybe one knows how to handle an adult. Mm-hmm. Instead of avoiding another conversation, you know, having a conversation, that's how they do it sometimes. Trust okay. me, I'm sure this person's probably Latin or something. I don't know. But other than that, the way I look at it, yeah.
Why do you say that?
Silent, but you know what? I'm not going to waste my time arguing with you. I'm just going to do this. And bottom line. But we don't know. Probably it could be the past they have sold. They have done things. Or, you know, there's just certain things I notice and just avoid conflict, you know.
Yeah.
They're non-confrontational.
Very non-confrontational. But, boy, come out of the room in my clothes and watch me say nothing.
Watch me confront.
I cannot imagine just being, like, quiet while you're wearing my shirt.
Maybe doing that is confirming. Like, you know what? This is confirming. Now I can't walk in my room no more.
Amelia,
I hear what she's
coming from. Hudson comes out in my hoodies and I tackle him in the hallway. I mean, come on. He's 11.
Oh, trust me. My kids take my stuff. I'm like, where's my stuff? Why'd you push that? Come on now. Even a brush, I get mad.
A brush. All right. We love you, Amelia. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay, take care. Bye.
She said, not the jerk.
Not
all right.
The jerk.
Janine's in West Dallas this morning. She's got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, girl.
Hey, Jenny.
All right. You heard Amelia said, not the jerk for putting a lock on your room when a family member's stealing from you. What do you think?
No, I'm going to say jerk.
Ooh.
Because?
Yep, because I've been in this situation. You have to man up or woman up and talk to the person about it.
Have to say something.
What happened when you called them out?
Well, I had a person staying with me, and I'm like, what's mine is mine. I don't mind if you borrow it, but you have to ask me first.
I was just curious if they admitted they took it when you called them
out. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah. They were like, well, but you got 20 of them. I don't care if I have 100 of them.
No, they were they thought they were entitled to it.
Oh, they said you've got a lot.
Oh, you've got 5 white t-shirts. I can use one.
Can
no,
use one.
No, 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 no.
They're still my 5 white t-shirts.
No, no.
My.
That does not work like that. Oh, hell no.
Absolutely.
I mean, so you can't always lock and key your situation in your life. You know, there's not always going to be a door, you could change the doorknob on, right? And just say the literal, what if you do leave that door unlocked? They're just going to go in and keep taking stuff.
That's true.
Absolutely. You can't lock up your whole apartment.
Yeah.
You got food in the fridge. I'm not going to put a lock and key on my fridge.
It's not just the clothes, I guarantee it. They're not just taking your clothes.
Do you remember when I had the girl that worked for me, the nanny who was stealing? It wasn't when we were on the show together. It was pre, you know, Allie and DZ.
I remember talking about
and
it,
I didn't talk about it on the air at the time. I was so freaked out, and I called her out. Like, I came home from work. I busted her stealing, Janine, and I came home from work one day, and I hired someone else first, and then I came home from the radio station at like 11 a.m. and I said, I need to talk to you. You're fired. And she goes, what? She goes, why? And I go, because you're stealing from me. And she's like, what? No. And I fired. Yes. She lied, whatever. She'd been stealing food. And I mean, you name it.
You see her picture on Facebook, right?
You remember that story? Yes.
Yes.
She had one of my cutting boards on in the background on Facebook in her kitchen, a pink cutting board. And I go, she's got my cutting board in her sink in a picture. And does she know that I can see? She stole
my
stuff.
Oh, she's a klepto.
She stole my stuff. Yeah. And she didn't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it was really funny. Janine, I'm proud of you for remembering that story. Good listening on the show.
Oh, you've been around. Good for you.
Yes. Love you, Janine.
Right. Love you guys.
Bye.
All right, last but not least, Cassie's in Milwaukee this morning.
Ooh, tiebreaker.
Hi, Cassie.
Good morning.
Morning, TBC. Tiebreaker, Cassie.
Yeah, you are. You're the tiebreaker. Is she the jerk for putting a lock and key on her doorknob and not talking to the family member who's stealing from her?
Definitely not the jerk.
Bet. Okay.
Okay.
Different reasons, feel the same.
Because?
What's going on? Right.
No, I pretty much feel the same. It's like, first of all, if you're bold enough to come into my space and steal my stuff, then I'm going to be bold enough to put this lock on my door so that you can see that I know that you took my stuff.
That part.
And I feel like a conversation probably still could have been had, but maybe this person isn't confrontational.
Right.
And they probably feel like if they address the situation. They're going to lose their roommate, and be having to, you know, cover the full rent.
This could
so
be a financial.
That could probably be a reason.
Yeah. You don't want to wash the relationship because then you don't want to get stuck with
full
rent.
You need half the rent.
You need half that rent.
You need
rent.
Them to pay the rent. So, that's true.
Wait,
fair
Cassie,
enough.
Do you think this is a silent way to address this then by keeping the lock? Because I don't think it addresses the actual issue here of them willingly taking your stuff without their consent. Without your consent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it does. And I feel like I said, putting the lock on the door pretty much just shows them, like, when they try to go in again and take something else, like, oh, dang, they put this lock on there because they know I'm taking their stuff.
This
so
is new.
So they're bold enough to continue to take other things throughout the house.
True.
And yes,
what's
definitely
the difference?
It's basically just go ahead and have the conversation.
You're going low when they go low, but you don't care because you're like, screw it, they're stealing from me. And they might not even admit it to it anyway. A lot of times if someone steals, their integrity sucks anyway.
True.
They're liars. And so they're not half the people. Some people lie out of necessity and need and you know, they literally need food and things like that. Other people steal because they're just kleptos. You know what I mean?
Which
yeah,
could
like
be
I
a disease.
Had a,
which could be,
situation.
Okay.
Someone stole from me and I addressed the situation and they lied about it. Things were awkward for actually weeks. And then they ended up admitting it to someone else and that person told me. So I confronted them and they just laughed about it. I was like, oh yeah, whatever. It's old now.
They were probably in this shame spiral because you're calling them out for stealing and they didn't know what to do.
They
so.
Just joined the shame spiral. We're like, whatever, whatever.
Listen, somebody texted in and said it starts off with clothes.
Yep.
What's next? They're going to take money. They're going to take that person's car. They need to be confronted.
Yes, and then it'll evolve and it may be the credit card or, you know, they might steal their life. You don't know. People could steal your identity.
Totally.
That's not a joke, people, for real.
Yeah, a lot of not the jerks online.
Ooh, all right.
On the text. All right, thanks for calling, Cassie.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate you. Bye.
Damn,
she just clicked on
us.
She didn't even let us say love you or nothing.
No problem, click.
No, click. I didn't even hear the problem. No problem, click.
All right, we got to give away tickets and then we got to get into dumpster fire dating because tacos and tequila, you are going to be going two tickets. It's happening on September 13th. So we'll take caller number 13. Why not? It's on the 13th. 414-533-1037. You are going to Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field in Franklin, Wisconsin. Good luck. 414-533-1037. Well, 103.7 Kiss FM. Jeff is on the phone, DZ.
Well,
hi.
Jeff.
Hi, Jeff in New Berlin. He doesn't live there. He's just there right now working. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Good, man.
What are you up to?
Just driving around Wisconsin for my work.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to tell us what you do for work driving around Wisconsin?
Because we're nosy.
Oh, I'm in Jefferson right now.
Oh, you're getting around.
What do you do for a living? Do you want to tell us?
I deliver home building supplies.
Oh,
my God.
Nice.
So you'll be dropping off some roofing equipment here to me soon, I see. Got it, Jeff.
It's very busy, especially after the flooding, let me tell you.
That's right.
Well, Jeff, I have good news. You are caller 13, baby. You are going to Tacos and Tequila Festival at Franklin Field. Have you ever been to the festival?
I have not.
You ever been to Franklin Field?
That's a good question.
Sorry, what was that?
Have you ever been to Franklin Field to see the Milkman or anything?
I have not. I haven't been to either or.
Have you been to the Umbrella Bar? Have you been there when they have, what's the haunted house they do in the, I mean, there's so many things at the Rock Complex.
You been for the Christmas stuff? Huh? You ever been to Lux Golf Bays there? No. Yo, you drive around, but you don't stop anywhere,
apparently,
do you, Jeff?
Not. Wow, well, you're going. Congratulations, Jeff. You got two tickets to the show.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate that.
You're so welcome. And it's coming up pretty soon here on September 13th. It's already August 22nd, you guys.
Crazy. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I mean,
wow.
The summer is gone.
The summer is next. You guys, we're 1 week from Labor Day. 1 week.
We can stop getting so aggressive and saying that, okay?
My bad. Sorry, I was getting a little aggressive. My bad. All right. Well, have a great time. Somebody's going to be in touch with you, Jeff, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a great day, guys.
You too, man. Later, bro.
Did he say he was in Jefferson?
He said he was in Jefferson.
That's so crazy. When I answered, he said he was in New Berlin.
How fast does this man drive?
I don't know, but I am impressed. I love it.
Cruising.
All right. Well, the good news is the winning's not over. You thought it was over. Psych!
Suckers.
Next week, you guys are going to die at 7:45 next week.
You going to tell him? Are you going to tell him right now?
Hell yes. Hell yes. Next week, because we're getting into dumpster fire in a second. Hold on. Next week at this time, guess what we're giving away tickets to?
I mean, I know, so it's like, okay, I can't
fine,
guess.
Fine. Ladies, get ready. Get ready, ladies. Woo! Bring Genuine back if you can, because we're going to be giving away tickets to Dear Widows Weekend featuring the Magic Men Australia at Pottawatomie. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be with you guys. There's going to be a meet and greet. There's going to be dinner, and you're going to get qualified to even win an overnight stay at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Ooh. So that's all next week. VIP tickets to that. And we're also giving away, did I mention, more tacos and tequila tickets next week at 8:40. Those are VIP tickets as well.
On top of that.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Bruh, tacos, so tequila.
Basically, the week, we're going to try to make you feel better the week before Labor Day, before mm-hmm. everybody really goes back
yeah.
by giving you as many VIP tickets as we can next week.
Okay? Now, question for the logistics.
Yeah.
And I have friends in the
you
community.
You want to come to Magic Men?
No, oh, not fine. Personally. But I know a couple, I got a couple homies that may want to go. Is it really women only? Because that's kind of bogus.
It is kind of bogus. I don't know. I have no idea.
What if men want to see some Magic Men?
I wouldn't receive it. I don't have a problem with it.
What if I bought tickets on accident thinking it was going to be a Chris Angel show because it said magic? What if I'm what if I already got the VIP experience?
Fine. Ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
The boys can come. I don't mind. I mean, you want to come? You want to come?
Nah, that's all y'all.
You want to come learn how to dance for the ladies?
Oh, I don't need to learn.
God, you're bringing me back to
my
a
wife,
story.
My wife knows I get down.
I can't believe I'm not. I need to. It's crazy that we're about to do dumpster fire because you're bringing me back to a story about a guy who tried to dance for me once and I lost it. Like, thought it's a true story. Tried to, he like
tried
turned,
to get sexy?
Turned on music.
He really tried to bounce it.
He was, and I was like horrified. I'm sitting there and I'm staring at him and he's dancing and I'm like, is this for real? Is this guy really dancing?
Was he doing the party boy? He was doing the party boy.
He was like literally, like, I was just sitting there and I was like, what's happening? And he turned on music. He took off his shirt and he starts like, and I was like, is this a joke? Like, this is not, I'm the snack, dude. You're not the snack. Like, what are you doing right now?
He thought he was whining and dining.
And I just sat there like, I can't believe, and I tell my girlfriends, like, I'm far enough away, nobody will ever know who it is. I tell my girlfriends, they're like, stop. I'm like, no, he danced for me. Like, he was a male. He thought he was in the Magic Men, dude. And I could not. I was like, no.
Leave it to the professionals.
Wrong time, wrong place, my guy.
Well, this is perfectly
the
timely.
The Magic Men, though? Let's go. In a venue? Let's go. Like, hell yes. Touché. You know? So, anyway, it made me giggle. I don't know. I tell the women that story. Okay, you ready to get into dumpster fire dating in like, 3 minutes?
After that, yeah.
Go ahead. Play Justin Bieber. And then we'll do dumpster fire dating. Talked a little bit about why my date got canceled yesterday.
Yeah, but you need to talk more.
I got more to tell you next. Hold on. Kiss FM after Justin Bieber and his new song. He's a dad now. He's got a baby.
Aww.
Yeah, here's Daisy's 103.7 Kiss FM.
Swill left. Gentlemen may cry. We're putting your DMs on blast with dumpster fire dating.
Okay, so I talked about it yesterday that the guy, the Harley guy, was not even a Harley guy.
It was a Honda.
I don't know what he drives.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
He canceled our date and said I met someone. I was like, okay, but I had just assumed it was over because I hadn't heard from him. So I told all this yesterday, and then he messaged me on the day of the date, which was Wednesday, and basically was like, hey, I've met someone, and I'd like to honor that person. I was like, okay, cool, thanks.
Great guy we never met.
Yeah, didn't even need to really send me a message. I just assumed we weren't going out. If I haven't heard from you in 3 days, we're not going out.
And it's day of the date? Yeah, we're
like,
probably
we're
not.
We're good. Mm-hmm. We're good. So that has disappeared, but honestly, I haven't even opened the apps. I need to just get off them. I don't even know why I'm bothering. I have zero interest in dating. I keep going back and forth. Last week, I'm like, I'm ready. Now I'm like, no, I'm not.
Well,
ever since I was in the hospital, no interest.
No, I'm not.
Now I just want to hang out with my family and my friends and be left alone.
Again, recenter.
You know?
Recentering. Your life.
Yes, recentering. Got school starting up next week,
part.
A week or so. The kids are going to go back. And I want to focus on my health and taking care of myself right now and being with my family. That's it.
Health is wealth. And
yeah.
I think it's the most, honestly, the most important thing that we could ever
mm-hmm.
focus on, right? Quite frankly. You just said something to me that stood out.
What?
Pretty curiously.
What?
Said, I've gone back and forth just deleting the apps.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever? Have you ever?
Have
you
I
just,
ever?
Like,
no.
Clean slate?
I sit there and I don't use them. They're,
okay.
I'm on them, but I'm not using. Does that make any sense? Like, I get notifications from Hinge. I don't even open it. I just ignore it.
Okay.
It'll be like, so-and-so liked you. I'm like, cool story.
Great. Yeah, no, because
I don't. I need to just delete them, but then I'll get this inkling when I want a little love and I want to meet a man. I'm like,
maybe I could talk with somebody.
And I'm like, nah, never mind.
Okay.
It's exhausting.
Because I know apps, especially, you know, we both have iPhones. Apps, when you don't use them, is it like after 30 days or something like that, it offloads on your phone?
Oh, that's right. What if it offloads on me without me realizing?
That's what I'm saying, because then you stop getting notifications. If you're genuinely just ignoring it, if you 30 days and don't even enter these apps, because that's what happens. If you don't open that app in 30 days, your phone is going to now
offload it.
Gonna delete it off your phone, and you have to re-download it to go back into it.
I got 20 notifications on Hinge. I'm just like,
Yeah.
Nah.
I feel nothing.
I just don't care. I'm not worried about that right now.
I think that's a good way to live, especially right now, given, you know, everything that's happened recently, and you wanting to figure things out, and the boys are going back to school. It's kind of the start of busy season with also being a parent season.
True.
The summer is busy season, but the kids aren't in school, so it washes
out. It washes out. Maybe when they go back, it'll be different.
Makes it a little easier.
I just don't need the love stuff to be fulfilled right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I just don't.
Then why not delete
them? I have a full life. Because what if one day
you re-download?
You never know. Okay, wait. Let me ask you something, though, actually.
What's up?
Real question for everybody. Since my dating is a little stagnant, I want to know what you guys think about people paying on dates. And the reason I ask this is because they came out with a new study where singles, they asked them who should actually pay on a date. Because I feel like it's modern America, and like if somebody asks you on a date, they should probably pay, right?
Whoever asks?
Yeah, so I'm down to go Dutch. I'm down to split the bill. I have a job. You have a job. Why can't we? I've always said, you know, men paying is more based on a time when women didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we both work. A lot of times we're both single parents. Why do you have to pay for everything? I actually think that's unfair. If I was the dude, I'd be irritated, right?
So most dudes, I feel like, would be and are irritated.
It's outdated now. They said nearly half of Gen X and 42% of baby boomers think the man should pay for a date.
Wow. Okay.
So we're still at half. Think a man. More than a third of Gen Z agree. So it goes down a little bit with Gen Z.
That goes down a lot of bit.
So it goes from half to a third. Yeah. So it basically goes to 30% instead of 50 or whatever, 32. So I don't do math well, but
me neither.
So, but they're more likely than any other generation polled to say that the person who plans the date should pay, or that it should be evenly split,
regardless of gender.
47% of men believe the man should pay for all of a date. 21% of men admit they've gone into debt from dating.
Yeah, I see that.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
I'm not
whatsoever.
Surprised either, because of how much, you know, when you spend.
There's a huge pressure
if you're paying for everything.
On the man to always be that chivalrous, you know, guy. And part of that chivalry on the front end of dating is taking care of the bill.
Sure.
Holding the door open, right?
Yeah.
Making sure all the little things, right? Really courting.
That'll make you not date.
Yeah,
that would make me not date.
But then you find yourself lonely and you want to talk to somebody and you do want to be out and about and you find yourself in a world where people still do think the man should pay. And hi, I'm
a lot
people.
Of people. Yeah, you're that guy.
I'm people. I do think in the beginning of the relationship, yeah, you got to, as a man, as a provider, as a person, as, you know,
it
as a husband,
it sets the tone.
It sets the tone and goes, I am willing to take care of you, and I am going to go to great lengths to do so.
Yeah.
And it's not just about spending money or being flashy, but it's about saying, I am willing to take care of you.
Right. And that means something to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does mean something. That's fair. Let's. The phones are ringing. Oh my gosh. Let's see what they want to say today. We're talking about who should pay on a date, because turn your radio down, please. Because
we're live. Cut that radio down.
Turn them down.
Jesus.
Oh, hi, Kiss. Who's this? Oh God. Oh,
well, John, turn the radio down.
Why? What do you want, a speaker, spaceship
Bluetooth?
Right now? Bluetooth? Like, what is going on?
Bluetooth.
Oh, I can't listen to myself. Turn your Bluetooth off, dude.
Hold on, John.
It's making me crazy.
Sorry.
Oh, there we go. Hi, John. Ooh. How are you? Good morning. John is your name?
John.
I heard John.
All right, good. How you doing today?
Oh, not too bad. How are you?
Well, now that I just lit you up over your Bluetooth, I apologize. Who do you think should pay on a date?
Literally.
Are you listening to this?
I say a man should pay on a date, but that's my opinion.
Every time?
well, the nowadays generation, it just depends. But I mean, personally, yeah, I'd say a guy should pay.
Mm-hmm. You understand why men used to be the ones to pay, and now a lot of us work, right?
Right.
That doesn't change it for you. It's more about taking care of someone. Does it offend men when I pay then? I don't, or what? When they love that? Are they going to feel like they're not providing and taking care of me? Is that offensive to them?
No,
their ego or whatever?
It's one thing to offer to pay and then be like, oh yeah, for sure. But it's one thing then you go into a date and you know there's an expectation for you to pay.
Mm.
If it's already established, it's like, oh no, I'm going to take care of it. It's a nice feeling to be like, oh really? Mm-hmm. You're going to, all right, cool, go ahead, do your thing.
Right.
Yeah, I look at the fact that when a guy pays, it basically says that, of course, you're a provider. So some women like it. Some women don't because they're so independent.
Yep.
Oh, no, I don't mind it. I just don't want you to feel like you have to pay for me. I'm the head of my household. Like, don't. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I can pay for my dinner.
Yeah.
You know, just like a man can. But I get why the providing would be, you know, attractive for some.
And in today's age, I don't think it's the man going, I don't think you could pay for your own dinner. It's just the man going, I also want you to know that I am, you know, so interested and involved that I want you to know that I got this. It's a love language.
It's a total love language, I 100%. Feel like. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have one thing to tell you, Allie.
Uh-oh.
I'm scared.
No, don't be.
Okay, what?
It is dumpster fire.
It is dumpster fire, John. What?
So I'm also on dating sites, and the one thing that I don't like is the fact that when you keep getting messages and they just want you to like look, but they never go on a date.
Oh, so what do you mean? Like you message?
Just rope you along?
What do you mean? They just will talk to you online and never meet with you?
They start out with the hi, how you doing, and everything like that. You respond good, great, and then all of a sudden they just throw views at you. And they expect you to pay because most dating apps, you got to pay for everything anyway.
Wait, what did he say? They throw what?
Views. Like, you have to come see my picture, but you got to spend this many credits or whatever.
Oh, it's spam. You're getting spammed.
Yeah.
It's basically...
Oh, that sucks.
Wait. So, men have told me this.
Dude, on dating sites are getting spammed?
So, women are coming in and then going, like, go to my OnlyFans, but they're like, it's a spam. Like,
so
no wonder.
So, you're getting hooked in and going like, hey cutie,
girl,
what up?
You think she's real, and she's basically some chick trying to get you to go to her site.
She's marketing her OnlyFans.
Are they local when they do that, John?
Most of them are supposedly local.
No way. No way, John. Never. Oh, as soon as they ask, they say, look at me, delete.
This would never work in reverse.
Never.
Ever.
Never. I roll my eyes.
Oh, wow.
Once they do that, I usually just, you know, ignore them, and then they keep messaging, but I keep ignoring, move on to
the
next one.
Delete, yeah.
Delete.
That's spam.
Seriously,
you're
delete.
Getting spammed. Man.
It's pretty obvious. I've been divorced for 2 years, got kids, everything like that.
Yeah.
Still looking because I'm ready to look.
Yeah.
It's definitely tough out there, that's for sure.
That makes it hard. What apps did that happen to you on? All of them or just specific ones?
The most recent one that I did that with was called Lit Up.
Ah, okay. I was just curious.
And then, the other one that I found out on was Glimmer.
I've never even heard of these.
At all.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Well, man, we wish you luck, dude, just because that sucks. That would make you not want to date or put yourself out there in the social sphere.
I'm glad that this is obviously an issue for men dating, so I'm glad we're talking about it because that is messed up.
I've never heard of that.
I have heard of, but it's always like a Snapchat. They're always spam when guys are like, oh, I just want, are you real? And I'm like, what does that mean? And then I understand
now it makes
more.
Sense.
They're saying, are you real in the sense of, are you a Snapchat girl? Are you an OnlyFans girl? Are you
spam? Gonna drop me a link
honestly,
and this isn't a real conversation at all.
It could be a guy sending you that with a link to a woman's pictures that they have posted. Like there are so many ways to like spam. I'm telling you, delete immediately, John. I'm sorry that you're going through that.
Seriously, nah, that's the best advice.
Dang.
I've only been on for a couple months just looking and searching, but you know,
maybe I need to host speed dating. Maybe I don't need to be in it. I just need to host one in this city for all of the singles so that I can protect them because now I'm getting irritated. See?
I see the vision behind this.
I could do this. Why not?
You could network some speed
dating. What if John is a perfect match for, who's one of our single lady listeners? Saucy. I don't know. I'm just coming up. You never know.
John and Saucy
sitting in a tree.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias.
Happy weekend.
Yeah, for real.
Happy Friday. And speaking of Friday and the weekend, you're going to be out at Mexican Fiesta today.
I am. 3 to 5 going to be out there. Wepa, mm-hmm. Wepa. Or should I say,
I am very excited for you. I'm going to try to go Saturday or Sunday because I cannot make it today, but I'm excited. You're going to be out there. You're going to meet so many fun people. You are going to be speaking in Spanish, and I'd just be standing there next to you trying to pick up words anyway, so fine.
I think it's perfect. You know, I'll go today. I'll give you the lowdown.
Give me the lowdown.
I'll tell you the spots, and I'll tell you where to go.
Ooh,
and then
I'm
when you
it.
Go throughout the weekend, it's going to be dope. Because guess what? I'm going to be at literally the Summerfest grounds all night tonight.
Tonight Lil Wayne?
Tonight's Lil Wayne.
No. Dude, you have a very busy night.
I got to go home and rest my leg.
Are you going to rest in between? Why? Don't go home. Just go to Lil Wayne.
I have to. Dog, I already got the bubble guts. My body is not setting me up well for the evening today. Let's just say that.
So you're going to be at Mexican Fiesta on the Summerfest grounds, and then Lil Wayne is at the AmFam Amphitheater. Are they going to have that separated?
They're going to have to at some point because I'm there 3 to 5 for Mexican Fiesta, but Mexican Fiesta goes all day, all night.
Trust me. It's a party, I'm sure.
You know?
And I'm into it.
And it's Friday, so a lot of families going to be out enjoying themselves. It's going to be an interesting way because, the concert isn't until a little bit later. Like
Lil Wayne's going to be 8 or 9 when he goes on, probably.
You know, first acts are probably going on around 8 o'clock, so it's like, dang, there's going to be a couple hours in between. Yeah, no, I'm going to be at Summerfest Grounds all day today.
I want you to take note because, like you said, it's going to be a party and everyone's going to be out there all night and it's going to be fun. And I'm sure you're going to see aunts and uncles and parents drinking with their kids.
Oh, yeah, they're adult
kids. And when
kids.
I say kids, I mean adult kids. Thank you, DZ.
21 plus.
Because I want to talk about this. When I grew up, my parents really didn't drink a lot anyway. They drank with dinner. Like, they would sit down and have a glass of wine with dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
It was like nightly-ish? Mm-hmm. You know, like they would have a glass of wine. Okay.
Oh, nightly. Wow. But we would sit down and eat at the table every night. So he'd be like, Nancy, you want a glass of wine?
And Nancy would naturally go, yeah.
It wasn't expensive. My dad's cheap. He probably bought the cheapest wine he could find. He probably went to Trader Trader Joe's, but
I like Franzia.
Hey, I'm in. They would drink wine every night. And so, but when I got married and when my sisters got married, none of us invited our mom or our aunts to the bachelorette party. And when my aunt asked if she could come, I remember being like, we don't party with you like that.
Really?
But we're not like everyone else. I moved to Wisconsin and I went, whoa, you guys party with your parents like it's going out of style.
Oh, no, they're regulars at the bars with their folks.
Regulars. You guys bring them to bachelorette parties. The aunts and the uncles and the parents, you're all drinking together.
They sometimes bring the party.
It's very natural for them.
Yeah.
Did you or do you drink with your aunts and, like, your family members? I mean, you're Colombian, so I'm not going to make an assumption here.
I'll tell you real quick. So I drank with my uncles and aunts before I drank with my parents.
Okay.
My parents aren't big drinkers. I didn't drink with my mother for the first time until I was like 27, 28. Because I grew up and my mother never had a sip of alcohol.
Yeah, I probably didn't either because we would just be out to, it was probably my late 20s. We were out to dinner and I ordered a drink that was probably the first time I had a drink with my parents.
I'm talking about even being at barbecues with other family members.
Nothing.
My mother was not a drinker. So when she had a little Modelo one day when I was 28 and we were over at her house, I went, whoa.
You were like, mom?
A little.
Mamacita?
Yeah, for real, mamacita. Hey, grab me one too. Modelo mommy.
Get down, Catalina.
But with my uncles, you know, Lord rest his soul, my Uncle Memo, I was in Colombia at 13.
Drinking with him?
Knocking a couple back, yeah. And then we ended up wrestling in the backyard of our farm.
Oh, like, my God.
So
very Colombian.
Very Colombian.
Yeah.
Obviously, different country, you know?
But
different
still,
place.
But you see it all the time in Wisconsin, so I don't think it even, I don't, you can't judge it. Do you guys drink with your aunts and uncles and parents, and is it natural, or is it weird? Is it just the way your family works? Because mine, not... We also don't drink. My family doesn't drink a ton. Mm-hmm. I drink more than most. My sister, Jenny, she'll throw back a bottle of wine. Let's keep it real.
Wepa.
But for the most part, I'm the only one who will get down and drink, you know?
I'll tell you what, though. I would get down with my mom. I would drink with my mom. It's one of those things that where the first time I saw it was weird.
Mm-hmm.
But the second that sip went down, I was like, all right, cheers,
Mamacita. Oh, yeah,
they're
really funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. My mom almost fell down the damn stairs after she had a margarita at the Mexican restaurant. I'm like, mom.
You feel
she's
me?
She's like, oh.
You learn, hey, they don't become your parents no more. You really want to get down? Start drinking with your folks.
All right, 414-533-1037. Do you guys drink with your aunts and uncles and parents? Is it natural? Is it weird? What is it like for you? We're going to talk to you guys next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Sorry. I'm not even going to say I stroked out. That's not funny anymore after what happened
funny.
To me. It's not funny.
You were just zoned out.
I zoned out. But it's 103.7 Kiss FM. We're talking about drinking with your aunts and uncles. And the reason I was on my phone is because I was looking for the picture of us. Sarah in Hartford is one of our regulars.
She is.
Her husband, her and her family came out to the Milwaukee Mile last year when we were out there for the races,
mm-hmm.
which is this weekend.
Which are going on, literally. Yeah. It's from a year ago last year, for real.
Yeah, they're doing the IndyCar races this weekend. There's so much happening in the city. I love it. So those are this weekend. Well, Sarah in Hartford, her husband, Eric, is on the phone. So we met him last year at the Milwaukee Mile this same weekend. Hey, Eric!
Morning!
Allie and DZ, how you guys been?
Good. I literally was staring at my phone, zoned out, because I found the picture of us from last year, and I was like, DZ, you remember? He goes, I remember!
Well, it was a crazy time,
crazy?
But I remember.
It is crazy.
It's literally been a year, and then I got through. I actually dialed the wrong number at first. I'm like, wait, that's not their number.
I called in, it rang.
I'm like, wait, is this the right number?
No, it's okay. You got through. Well, we're talking about drinking with aunts and uncles. Do you really have a story from when you were 15 drinking with an uncle at the strip club? Is that
chill
for real?
Out.
Come on.
Yeah, I was in Mexico.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, I was in Mexico in a whole other country. My parents were going through a separation, so I was in Mexico with my mom.
Okay.
I was hanging out with my uncle, who was recently divorced, so he was in the dating process and all that. So he was waiting for this girl to come through.
Dating process.
Like,
I love this.
Yeah.
Air quotes.
He was dating. He was you know, playing the field or whatever. He's
sure.
Cool like that. And he's like, if this chick doesn't come through, Eric, he's like, we're going to go check out the girls. And I didn't know what he meant. I was 15. I never imagined
you're
being
just
at
your uncle.
Strip club
yeah.
at that age. My uncle, which I never really, I didn't know him that well because he's always lived in Mexico and I lived up here.
But it's your uncle, so you immediately trust, right?
Exactly. And he was the youngest uncle out of my on my dad's side. So she never came through. He's like, let's go. And I have no idea where we're going. And we get to this we get to the strip club. I didn't know that's what it was from the outside.
Oh my god! I thought it was a CVS. So,
but you had drank before, yeah, right, Eric?
I had no idea what we were doing.
That's hysterical.
I'm just lost. I'm just following him. We get to the stage or whatever, and
so glad I don't have
brothers. Yeah, the worker's just doing her stuff. And he's buying me beers or whatever. Of course he is.
He needed a wingman. He needed a wingman.
The 15-year-old is lost in the sauce at this rate.
How
going,
whoa. Irresponsible, but what a story.
I was just taking in the moment. And I don't know. It's just like she kept coming over by me. And I'm like, I'm just 15. Like, this is crazy.
He was all nervous and sweaty. He was like,
All these like older dudes are over there yelling at her, and she kept like ignoring them. She kept coming over by me.
Because you were being
my
nice.
My uncle was like giving me like these little elbow taps. He's like, I think she likes you. I was like, oh, chill out, uncle.
Well, I mean, are you going to go for the 50-year-old dude or the guy you think's 18? Right. I mean, they thought
the
you were
15,
like,
you were the least creepy looking guy in there.
The least creepy.
Yeah. I was like 15, maybe 130 pounds soaking wet.
You were the least creepiest.
He was loving his life, bro.
Wow.
That was a good moment.
In conclusion, Eric, you do drink with your uncles, is what you're getting at today.
I will, yes. I'll drink with anybody. Yeah. Yeah.
There was one of two ways that story could have gone.
That was the first time I drank with that uncle, and it was a memorable one.
And not the last time, I'll tell you what.
Not the last time. Yeah. Wow. Lord. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, I want to give a quick shout out, just so you guys know, it's mine and Sarah's 10-year wedding anniversary. Aww. So I wanted to let her know that happy anniversary, and I love her, and we're going to grow old and gray together.
Aww.
Sarah and Eric.
And you're not going to take any of your nephews to any clubs, are you, Eric?
Absolutely not.
That part.
Good. Yeah. Now uncross your toes.
Happy anniversary, though.
Did you see who adopted a baby at 21 years old?
Not until you told me.
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi, because he's John Bon Jovi's son. They adopted a baby girl. I knew they were married, and then yesterday I saw the report. I'm like, Millie Bobby Brown, the star of Stranger Things, is a mom at 21? Okay.
That's young.
That is young. I mean, in today's day and age, that's young.
It is and isn't, though, because if she would have had this baby naturally, people wouldn't have been like, oh my gosh, she's 21 having a child.
I would have said, you're right, but I would have, I guess, I see what you're saying. You're like, if she had just gotten pregnant.
It wouldn't have been as crazy, but the fact that she's adopting one, to me, I'm like, whoa. And then I go, wait, didn't y'all just get married?
They did.
Like,
they did.
Like recently? Like November, not even a year ago?
November 26th.
Mm-mm.
No, wait. No, I'm sorry. That was wrong. That's when Stranger Things dropped.
Oh.
Who gave me a job? Jesus. Okay, no, Stranger Things comes out on November 26th.
Okay.
The final season, they got married in May of last year. So
just
2024.
Over a year.
So we're a year out. And they had a private ceremony. Then they had a big reception months later. But now they have a baby together, Millie Bobby Brown and her husband, Jake Bon Jovi. It's so wild these two are together. She said, I'm still really young, but my mom actually had her first child at 21 and my dad was 19. Well, Millie, the times were different. Times were different, girl.
It was kind of the pressure of like, you get married young. You have babies young and you get to it young.
Yeah, she said, I wanted to be a mom just like the way my mom was to me and my grandmother is, and she was a huge part of my life. Millie Bobby Brown talked about all this in a podcast, but that was really all she said, was that they had welcomed, you know, a baby girl through adoption. She said, I don't see, what is this she's talking about? I don't see having your own child, you know, is really any different as in adopting. Fair enough. I agree.
I agree, yeah.
She said, my home is full of love for anyone and anything. And so that's what we stand by, Jake and I. Our energy in the house is like, the door is always open. Aww. So if you have the resources to help kids, hell yeah.
Maybe she doesn't want to physically have children herself, and that's okay.
And a lot of celebrities don't. Sometimes they don't want to because of their career and how it affects their body, which is ridiculous and unfair, but it's a thing.
But it's a thing.
I know women who aren't actresses who were concerned about their body. And then, you know, you have the ones like me. I don't care.
Physiologically, no.
It changes your whole body.
And sometimes it doesn't, you know, bounce back to what it was. You could change what you look like, change your body shape, change whatever. And when you're in an entertainment sphere, that's unfortunately a very real thing. I'd really struggle to say that I see anybody else that's 21 years old being approved to adopt anybody that isn't famous with millions of dollars and that could give this child, you know, everything in the world. If it were just regular Degular, they're not giving any 21-year-old the baby. What?
No. How old was Kylie Jenner when she had her first one? I'm actually wondering about this. She's got a 7-year-old.
Stormy?
Stormy is 7, and she's how old is Kylie Jenner?
She's, like 25?
Is that it?
26, maybe?
Come on. Oh, she's 28. So she was 21 when she had her first baby.
She had her first baby.
It was not a surprise. They even talked about this on the Kardashians. They joked about it before she had kids that... They said, Kylie, you're going to be a young mom because you've lived so much life already. You're being a star and being that. And I look at celebrities like that, like the Britneys and the Justins, like they've lived their entire life. They've traveled to every country. They've had experiences. What's left? Of course, they're ready for family.
I'd say a lot more is left, though, because when you live in that public sphere, you don't get to live your own life most of the time, right? You're living the life that surrounded you. I'd argue and say Millie Bobby Brown's childhood was drastically different because she rose to fame through Stranger Things.
True.
So quickly, so meteorically, and you really never saw her in anything else. I'm sure she had already begun an acting career or whatever.
That's and what I love made that her she's... famous, and then she was in tons of stuff after Stranger Things, but that was 9 years ago. So Stranger Things started 9 years ago. She was like... What? How old? So she's 21 now. She was...
10, 11?
12. She was 12 when she started Stranger Things. See, we're so smart.
So when all these things happen, and I fully support the fact that, you know, she had a young mother, too, that was really supportive and took care of her, and that's what she wants to do for her daughter, her parents, whatever. But still... This does not fly in any other sphere. Mm-mm. And I'm not going to, you know, speak her life for her, but she's lived so publicly, I don't think she got that full childhood that most of us got.
Well, it's interesting. They said, of course, here are some of the facts if you want to know, according to the National Council for Adoption. They are on the young side, obviously. Parents who choose infant adoption averages, you know what age?
30.
35.
35.
The average age of parents adopting are 35, with 94% being married at the time of the adoption. Well, that's also part of the... There's people that would adopt who get held up because, you know, it depends on who you're adopting through. Some people don't want to let a non-married person. Some people don't want to let gay couples. It's messed up. But if a kid needs a home, a kid needs a good home, you
and
know?
If somebody is willing and able and has the means to take care of somebody, don't dismiss them. But 21.
21 to adopt on purpose?
Okay, hear me out.
They can do it.
They're both still drastically active in their own spheres. Mm-hmm. This child is going to grow up with nannies around them.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's not like she's sitting there bootstrapping it and going, I'm going to raise this child.
They have the resources to have other people raise them.
If she's going to continue to be a star, there's going to be other people involved that are going to help raise this child. I mean, I don't see her bringing the baby to Stranger Things on set, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have the resources, you have the team, you have the people around you, it makes it infinitely easier. I love the fact that this child now has a better opportunity at a life because they were obviously put up for adoption for a reason.
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Absolutely.
But well, anybody else, this wouldn't have flown. 21?
The average age of adoption, a parent is 35. 94% are married.
Wow.
All right. Well, congrats to Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi, her husband. They are now parents at 21 and 23 years old. They have a baby girl, and Stranger Things is coming back in 2 months because what did I say, November?
November.
It's almost September, you guys. Unbelievable.
Is there a picture of the baby? Probably
no.
Not.
No. It's going to look like every other newborn, like an alien. Come on. They look like alien babies when they come out.
What I do know is it ain't going to look like either of them.
Correct.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.